रघुवंश में राम आदि के रूप में आविर्भूत होते हैं, प्रकट होते हैं। और पुनः भक्तों की अंतर इंद्रिय, भक्त बने अंतर इंद्रिय थे और बाहर इंद्रिय थे, स्वेच्छा पूर्वक स्फूर्ति अथवा अनुभूत होते हैं। उसी प्रकार सच्चिदानंद रूपा उनकी स्वरूप शक्ति सब प्रकाश भक्ति की स्वेच्छा से ही भक्तों के अंतर इंद्रिय और बड़ी इंद्रियों स्फूरी या अनुभूत होती है। किसी कारण की अपेक्षा नहीं रखती, भक्ति कृष्णे मतो सच्चिदानंदमयी गोपाल तापनी प्रदेश देते बोला गई थे, विज्ञानानंद फन आनंद फन सच्चिदानंदमयी कर से भक्ति जो वे तिष्ठते, जो विज्ञान और आनंद की फली भूति मिलती है वही श्री कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद रूपा भक्ति योग में प्रकाश पाते हैं। यदि भक्ति सच्चिदानंद ना हो तो कभी भी भगवान उसके वशीभूत नहीं हो, इसलिए भक्ति सच्चिदानंदमयी। जड़ इंद्रियों के भक्तों के जड़ इंद्रियों में कैसे प्रकाशित होती है, जैसे ज्वलंत आग में तप्त लोहे का एक टुकड़ा लाल हो जाता है और आग जैसा हो जाता है और दाग दहन करता है, ठीक भक्ति ही भक्तों की इंद्रियों में तदात्म होकर जड़ इंद्रियों में भक्ति प्रकाशित होती है और उनके जड़त्व को ध्वंस कर अपनी भांति सच्चिदानंदमयी बना लेती है। यदि कहो जो भक्ति स्वप्रकाश है तो भगवान की कृपा से ही भक्ति प्रकाशित होती है, नहीं ऐसा नहीं कर सकते भगवान के कृपा से, क्योंकि भक्ति ही तो स्वप्रकाश है। भगवान की इच्छा जान करके वो अपने प्रकाशित हो सकते। यदि कहो उत्तम आदि भक्तों के कृपा से प्रकाशित होती है तो ऐसा भी नहीं कर सकते। भगवान की भक्ति को इसलिए स्वप्रकाश नहीं कर सकते कि यदि भगवान यदि कृपा करेंगे तो पक्षपात हो जाएगा। भगवान उस पर भक्ति देकर के करते हैं कृपा करके और उस पर नहीं करते, भगवान में पक्षपात का दोष हो जाएगा। और दूसरी तरफ भक्तों के तरफ में भी जैसे नाम इत्यादि भक्त है तो उनके कृपा में भी ये बात आएगी कि उन पर कृपा नहीं किया इस पर कृपा किया, किंतु शास्त्रों में ऐसा कहा गया है भगवान के प्रति प्रेम भक्तों के प्रति मैत्री भाव और बालिशों के ऊपर में कृपा और जो भगवत विद्वेषी उनके प्रति उपेक्षा, ये मध्यम भक्तों के अधिकार का कार्य है। जो मध्यम भक्त है इसलिए वे बालिशों के ऊपर में कृपा करके भक्ति जो देते हैं या उनका पक्षपात नहीं। इसलिए भक्ति कैसे होती है, ऐसे मध्यम अधिकारी लोग सब लोगों को बुला अधिकार है देने का। जब वो देंगे तो हो सकता है कि भगवान के लिए कृपा हो जाए, किंतु भक्ति असल में मध्यम भक्तों के कृपा से ही संभव है।
See, Ram manifested himself in the Raghu dynasty, and Krishna manifested himself in the Yadu dynasty. Therefore, and to display, to manifest, what is Bhakti? Therefore, like Bhagavan is independent, Bhakti is also like of the same nature. It is also Swayam Prakash. She manifests according to her own desire. She is not dependent upon anything. Therefore, what is bhakti? In a simple way, we say bhakti is seva. And the topmost limit of that tendency to perform service to Krishna is found in a very natural way in the Brijvasis, who serve Krishna, especially in four rasas of Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Maduras. And of all the Brijvasis, Srimati Radhika serves, her service is of the topmost limit, the topmost quality. Therefore, when necessary, he manifests himself, and when necessary, he manifests the devotion in the heart of the devotee. Therefore, Krishna is not independent, his bhakti is not independent. Krishna is independent, his bhakti is independent, and his devotee is independent. These three things. Therefore, bhakti must of itself be of the nature of having no material cause and flowing in an unbroken chain. Yatir bhakti yadoksaja. Savai puksam paro dharma yatir bhakti yadoksaja. Ahoitiki means no material cause, apyapiyatma, and unbroken like a flow of oil from a jar. Therefore, bhakti devi, she is independent because she is Krishna's own surup shakti. Therefore, that Surup Shakti, Krishna's own energy, she gives ruchi, taste in hearing Harikatha. Therefore, bhakti is dependent on Krishna only, nothing else. How bhakti manifests on the internal and the external senses of the devotee. How Krishna manifests his name, form, qualities and pastimes to the devotee. Therefore, the Gopal Tapani Upanishad says, then bhakti, she is Sachidananda Boy. She is also of the same nature as Krishna. Otherwise, if she has any material quality, then how she can control Krishna? Therefore, like Krishna is Sachidananda Boy, Sachidananda, then Bhakti Devi is also Sachidananda Boy. She has the same nature. Then, one may say, with the senses of the devotee are material, then how bhakti can manifest to the material senses of a devotee? The example is given like putting a piece of iron into fire. That iron will become tadatmik with the fire and attain the qualities of the fire by association. So as bhakti manifests on the senses, internal and external senses of the devotee, then the material quality of those senses is destroyed and the senses of the devotee become the same as Krishna's senses. Then one can realize Krishna's nature. Then some question may come. But if bhakti is independent, then bhakti must be dependent upon Krishna, because nothing is independent of Krishna. The answer is no. off. Bhakti is not dependent on the mercy of Bhagawan. Because Bhagawan's mercy is for everyone. Therefore, it's not that Krishna gives mercy to him and not to him. Otherwise, the fault of Pakshapat, the fault of partiality will come in Krishna. Therefore, that fault is not there. Then someone was saying, but Bhakti is dependent on the mercy of devotee. The answer is also no. Because Uttam Bhakta. Because Uttam Bhakta is equal to everyone, therefore Bhakti is also not found by his mercy. Otherwise he may also have been criticized for having partiality. Therefore the conclusion is that Bhakti is attained by the mercy of a Madhyamadhika. He has the adhikar or the qualification to distribute that bhakti. Because he has prem towards Bhagawan, Ishwaratata Denishim. He has friendship to those on the same platform as him. Kripa Maitri, friendship. To those who are less than him. Kanishtha Adhikari, that Madhyamadhikari gives mercy. And to those who are envious, that Madhyamadhikari will avoid them. Therefore, these four symptoms are present in the Madhyamadhika. Therefore, by the association of such a Madhyamadhikari, one achieves bhakti. There is no other cause.
Jatricha Sate, that can be bolaje. Kono bhagya dwara. ভক্তি হয় যদি মানা যায় তাহলে ভাগ্য কি সৎকর্ম দ্বারা শুভকর্ম দ্বারা একটি ভাগ্যে উদিত হয় যদি ওই শুভকর্মের দ্বারা ওই ভাগ্যকে স্বীকার করা যায় তাহলে ভক্তি শুভকর্মের অধীন হয়ে যায় ऐसी दशा में भक्ति में कर्म की परतंत्रता का दोष स्पष्ट करता है शुभ कर्म ना बने ताले भक्ति को बोलो ना ताले जिस शुभ कर्म में भक्ति भक्ति गई है सभी शास्त्रों में भक्ति को स्वप्रकाश कहा गया है इसलिए यह ठीक नहीं सभी श्रुतियों स्मृतियों में भक्ति को भगवान की पत्रता सच्चिदानंद और स्वरूप शक्ति की वृत्ति कहा गया अतः भक्ति को स्वतंत्र मानने से उसकी स्वप्रकाशिता को अस्वीकार कर दिया क्योंकि बचनों की अवहेला जनित अपराध हो जाएगा द्वितीय यदि उस भाग के नाती प्रतिभाग के न यदि उस भाग को शुभ कर्मों के अभाव के जनित कहा जाए तो ऐसा होने पर भाग्य उदय होने का कारण अज्ञात है वह भाग्य भी असिद्ध हो जाता है जो स्वयं असिद्ध है वह किसी दूसरे का कारण कैसे हो सकता और तृतीय यदि भगवान की कृपा को ही उस भाग्य का उदय बताया जाए तो उनकी कृपा प्राप्ति का कारण क्या है फिर उसका कारण क्या है उत्तरोत्तर कारण ढूंढने पर कोई निश्चित अवस्था न होने से अनवस्था का दोष स्पष्ट इसलिए ये भी ठीक नहीं चतुर्थतः भगवान की हैती की कृपा को ही यदि भाग्य मान लिया जाए ये भगवान की कृपा ही के लिए है उसी से भक्ति हो गई तो उस अद्भुत कृपा से सभी जीवों को भक्ति लाभ करने का सौभाग्य करना उचित है सभी जीवों को क्यों नहीं भाग्य हुआ भगवान की कृपा उसी के ऊपर में क्यों हुई इसलिए भगवान पर निष्पक्षता का कुछ आरोप लगता है ये निष्पक्ष नहीं है क्यों एक को दिया दूसरे को नहीं दिया यदि कोई कोई भगवान में विषमता का दोष नहीं है क्योंकि वे भक्तों का पालन करते हैं असुरों का संहार करते हैं तो उसके उत्तर में करते हैं दुष्टों को दमन करने में और अपने भक्तों को पालन करने में भगवान की जो विषमता देखी जाती है वह दोष नहीं बल्कि आभूषण है या उनके महान गुण का ही परिचय है, क्योंकि भगवान ने भक्त वात्सल्य गुण अनंत समस्त गुणों से ऊपर विराजमान रहता है। विशिष्ट असुर के संहार में भी भगवान की कृपा होती है, उनको कहां मुक्ति देते हैं संसार से, क्योंकि भगवान उनके भक्तों के विद्वेषों के फलस्वरूप असुरों की आत्मा अनंत काल महादुखमय नरक आदि का भोग करेगी, वे कभी भक्ति नहीं प्राप्त कर सकेंगे। इसलिए भगवान कृपा करके संसार के बहाने योगियों के लिए भी दुर्लभ मुक्ति उनको प्रदान करते, ये भगवान की भी कृपा है। इसलिए सब विचार करके यही बतलाया गया भगवत भक्त जो मध्यम कोटि का है, उत्तम नहीं मध्यम कोटि का है, वो भगवान के प्रति मैत्री कृपा, वैष्णव के प्रति संभव मैत्री, मैत्री भी तीन प्रकार की, अपने से उत्तम यदि वैष्णव है श्रद्धा उत्तम अति हो बराबर वालों के प्रति यथार्थ में, और अपने से कम वालों पर उनको संग दान करके उनको भी उत्तम करने की, और जो बाली सका श्रद्धालु है माया पाप का दोष जिसमें नहीं है ऐसे श्रद्धालु साधकों को कृपा करके ये फल देते हैं। इसलिए अंत में यही निर्णय हुआ विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर करते हैं, भक्तों की करुणा से ही कृपा से ही भगवत भक्ति होती है। दोष इसलिए नहीं है कि मध्यम भक्त कहां से देता है भक्ति, क्योंकि उनके अंतर में भक्ति है, उसी भक्ति को दूसरों के हृदय में संचित करते हैं, इसलिए इनकी कृपा में दोष हो।
So that was very fast, I could not catch everything. Gridya, you can say again these three faults. What? Exum Karmaka. The three things I could not catch, the second one. No, yeah, well, I'm beginning. Shubh karma, iske baad, it's very good.
Shubh karma ke dwara bhagya
nahi ho.
Na shubh karma ke abhav ke dwara bhagya.
Hare Krishna. Shri Gurudev was discussing how to gain bhakti. As before, Shri Gurudev told, bhakti is completely independent. He never under control by any karma, any subha karma, any other karma. So Gurudev has given four reasons. What is that? Srila Vishwanatha Thakur has told, yadrichhaya means, if Srila Dr. Jap is explaining that if bhakti can give you some good fortune, is it okay or not? Srila Chakra Thakur has telling by himself that if somebody can consider that by Subha Karma Bhakti is manifested somebody's heart, by good karma is bhakti may manifest somebody's heart, or by the absence of bad karma bhakti may manifest, then it is not correct. Why not? If so, then bhakti completely controlled by karma. But by karma, good karma, you can get some good fortune. By that good fortune, by that subha karma, bhakti not possible, because that bhakti will be controlled by, under control by subha karma, but it's not possible, because bhakti is completely independent. It never be controlled or dependent by subha karma. The second one, if somebody can address this question, that the absence of subha karma, then some good fortune will come. If by that bhakti will come, well, it is not correct also. Why not? Because how that fortune is coming, his cause is not known by anyone. So when he is imperfect by himself, then how he can make perfect to others? So absence of subha karma is not possible to erase bhakti also. The third one, the Bhagavad Kripa, if somebody thought that by the mercy of Bhagavan, someone can get bhakti, that is not possible also. Why not? Because Sri Gurudev told that one halt will come called anavastha, because Bhagavan is equal to all. So if he bestows mercy for bhakti and for someone not, that person will come for Bhagavan. So by the mercy of Bhagavan, bhakti will not arise. Now the fourth one, if Bhagavan why not? Because we have seen sometimes Bhagavan is giving mercy to someone and someone he bestows mercy. Just like who is evil person, Bhagavan giving punishment to them. And who is not evil, Bhagavan is bestows mercy. But this Bhagavan is own quality, is bhakta vatsal, is controlled by his devotee. Then how bhakti is possible? Only by the mercy of his devotee. Devotee also three types: Uttam, Madhyam and Kanishtha. By the mercy of Uttam Bhakta, bhakti is not possible. Why so? Because Uttam Bhakta equal to all. It's mentioned in Gita, the Sunichaiva Sopakecha Brahmani Hanvigasthani, by this law, the Uttam Bhakta is equal to all and Bhagavan also. So by the mercy of Uttam Bhakta, devotion not possible, bhakti not possible. By Kanishtha Bhakta, not possible at all. Then how it is possible? Only by Madhyam Bhakta. The quality of Madhyam Bhakta is mentioned in scripture. Isvare tad adhinesu balisesu disat sucha prema maitri kripapeksha jagrati sa madhyama. The Madhyam Bhaktika, Madhyam Bhakti has some quality. Isvare means in God. God, he has prem. The Madhyam Adhikari has prem for Bhagavan, and Maitri means friendship for devotee, and mercy for who is junior to him but is completely divided from Mayavad, and who is against of devotee for them is neglect. So this four quality of Madhyam Bhakta. So if Madhyam Bhakta bestows mercy, then fault will not come in him. So only by Madhyam Bhakta someone can get mercy. In these circumstances, somewhat, not today, but we told today as before, someone asked this question to Gurudev, that our Purvacharya Narad Rishi is Uttam Bhakta, but his best is mercy to Nalkubar and Manikrit. So we'll think he is Madhyam Bhakta? No. Our Guru Bhargavs, they are not Madhyam, they are Uttam Bhakta. In his heart. So when he wants to bestow his mercy, then he come down from his old stage, come to Madhyam, then he bestow his mercy. He called all devotees and bestow his mercy. If he do so, then fault will not come in him. This is the quality of Madhyam Bhakta. And Madhyam also, that he has prem for Bhagavan and Maitri for devotee. Maitri also three times. Means Maitri is friendship. The first one, Seva Yukta Maitri, who is senior to that Madhyam Bhakta, is render service to him with friendship, then maitri jukta maitri, who is equal level, their friendship, like bosom friend. And the third one, kripa jukta maitri, who is little junior to him, is best to his mercy with kripa, means friendship with their part with mercy, because he is junior to him, by these three ways of maitri. Now Gurudev raises another question. From where Madhavadikar getting bhakti, that is donating bhakti to others? Bhakti is in his heart. So from heart is infused to others. By this way, Srila Gurudev explained how someone can achieve bhakti. Anything else after that? Now Gurudev raises another question, that Bhagavan is killing demons. It is not partiality or not fault in him. Why not? The demons, what activity they are doing, by that they may not be delivered from this material world. Bhagavan killing him and he is giving so good destination. What is not achieved by yoga?
Atma. But he is physical.
That Bhagavan not killing Atma, he is killing this physical body, he is removing this physical body and he purifies that soul and sends some good destination, what is not achievable by him, so easily even by yogi also. Hare Krishna. Panchakal Gopara Pashtati Kasim Dukhaya Gosha Puritanam Pavati.
One question. It seems that everyone, all living entities who come in contact with Krishna, whether they are positive or favorable or unfavorable, they receive some good merit. They improve their situation. Similarly, many examples are there from living entities who are against bhakti, but by coming in contact with devotees, they develop some favorable interest after repeated contact and they become inclined. So how can we understand this fact? We say bhakti is only dependent on madhyama bhakta, but still anyone who hears accidentally the holy name, he may be very materialistic, but after some time repeated hearing, he may become very favorable. How can we understand this? This is my question.
But how? Where he heard that name? Only by Madhyam Adhikari, because he goes door to door and preaches this thing. The glory of bhakti.
Say Rama, Rama, Bhagavan Rama. Some benefit is there.
By that bhakti will not come. Only by pure these Madhyam Adhikari he will hear. He Uttam Adhikari, he will come mercifully in Madhyam Adhikar, then he will make to Kripa. So anyhow, anyone has to touch with Madhyam Adhikar. Without this, anyone cannot have. Anyhow, you will have come to Madhyam Adhikari. Anyhow, by this, without them, who will tell you? Anyhow, you will have
come. Shanika. Shanika.
Navabhas is very hard. Not so easy. You
Anyhow, we have to know the glory of Madhyamika.
Mike.
Yes. Like that. And he is doing. You should know that Uttam has already engaged in chanting, remembering in Bhagavad Leela Smaran. He has no time to see who is Mayabaddha and who is not Mayabaddha. He thinks that all are liberated and serving Krishna. Even grasses and plants and all, he thinks. But when he descends in Madhya, then he says, oh, all are unhappy without Krishna. So I must give them up.
I know that this question arises. So I told that when Uttam Bhakta, they come down in their Madhyam state, then they bestow their mercy.
What about the preaching of a Kanishka Hare Kari? We're doing Nagar Sankirtan, Harinam here and there. We're preaching on the streets. What benefit is that? What is the process?
Srila Maharaj is asking, that being your Kanishka Adhikar, hearing Harinam this and that, then how people will benefit it? Because we are not doing independently. We are guidance of Uttam Adhikari, like Gurudev. So under his guidance, we are like a postman. We are distributed that. We are not doer. We are not thinking we are doing. If we think that we are doer, that is not effective. If we think under guidance of Gurudev, by his mercy we are doing, that will be effective. Hare Krishna.
Jai Shri Gurudev!
Yes, sir. Shyamalani.
Nice.
Yes, sir. Explain the mercy and teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 15 minutes.
Simirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksurandalitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. First I offer my unlimited obeisances.
Can you clarify this subject?
I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Prama Raja Tama Diksha Guru Pada Padma, Nityavira Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada, Astavira Sata Sri Shiman, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Prama Raja Tama Diksha Guru Pada Padma, Om Vishnu Pada, Astotara Satishri Shiman, Srila Bhakti Vedanta, Narayan Gosai Maharaj. To all of our Guru Vada and all the assembled devotees, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak about the speciality of the mercy and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have all heard that the uniqueness of his teaching is present in a few verses that Srila Gurudev and also our Srila Prabhupada often quote. That is, Anarpita Chirin Chirat Kurunayavatir Namkalo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give what no other incarnation or acharya has given in a very, very long time. How long? Since of years before. And what is that? Unat Ojulat Sam Sobhakti Sriyam. He came to give that highest service to the jivas, the service to Srimati Radhika, and he came to taste also that service in the mood of Srimati Radhika, because he's Krishna himself. I'd like to take a few moments to explain that same principle from another verse. Srila Gurudev has just produced his Rai Ramanand Sambhad, which is a compilation of various lectures that he gave in Hindi over the last few years. There, in the first verse of Rai Ramanand Sambhad, Srila Gurudev translates Swabhakti Siddhanta Chayamrita Team. That is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an ocean, Garatya. He's an ocean that's fathomless without beginning and end. He's an ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta. And there are four kinds of bhakti. Krishna himself is an ocean of bhakti. There are four kinds of bhakti. Dasya Ras, that is the relationship of servitorship. There is Sakya Ras, the relationship of friendship. Then there is parental, the relationship of mother or father relating with Krishna as son. And there is conjugal mellow, which has two parts, Swatantra and Paratantra, or the love of Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishaka, and the other gopis like that, and those gopis who are dependent, who are serving in the wake of those independent gopis, just like Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, and so on. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauradhir, is a fathomless ocean of bhakti, his own bhakti, or the bhakti of his devotees to him. He can be the taster of those relationships. He can be the object of the love of those devotees. So he has some theoretical knowledge. Krishna has some theoretical knowledge. He has realized knowledge of what it likes to be the taster of his devotees' love. But he has only theoretical knowledge of what it's like to be the reservoir of love, like Mother Yasoda, as Srila Gurudev is explaining in the mornings, or of his friends, or what to speak of the gopis. We hear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Goda Hari, which means that he stole the complexion and the mood of Goda, Gauri, that is, Srimati Radhika. But Srila Gurudev explains that actually he doesn't have the capacity to do that. Srimati Radhika is Sri Krishna's Sarva Lakshmi Mayi. That is, she is the embodiment of all of Bhagavan's bhajya, or qualities. She is the embodiment of his knowledge as well. So she is too much alert for him to steal her mood and complexion. So in Wales, Srila Gurudev explained that Krishna said to Srimati Radhika, I want to understand your love. What you see about me that I can't even experience? What is the glory of your love that makes me mad just like a leaf twirling in the wind? You're like the wind and I'm like a leaf. And what is the happiness you experience that's 10 million times greater than mine? Can I please borrow that consciousness of yours, that love? She said, yes, I'll lend it to you, but I'll also have to help you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with the complexion and mood of Radhika. The Srila Gurudev said, do you think he realized it right away? No, he needed the help of Rai Ramananda, who is the cloud which is infused with the power of the ocean of Bhakti Siddhanta. When the sun is there, the water from the ocean goes up into the clouds, and then those clouds, on a certain nakshatra, that is the Swati nakshatra, pour the water over that same ocean and make that ocean Ratnalaya, which is also explained in this first verse. The ocean becomes full of jewels. So by the mercy of Srimati Radhika and her associates, like Vishakha coming in the form of Rai Ramananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became a repository of jewels, or an ocean of realization of Srimati Radhika's love. And because Vishakha is born on the same day as Radhika, she has very similar moods. So she was able to help Krishna in the form of Mahaprabhu to understand her moods. Similarly, Radhika had to come as Sri Gadadhar Pandit, and when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri, he went to visit Gadadhar Pandit at Tota Gopinath, and here his own pastimes repeated again. He heard Srimad Bhagavatam again from Radharani's point of view. No one can understand or explain her moods except for her. So in the form of Gadadhar Pandit, he explained it, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then became that same Gaurabdhir or ocean, but now full of jewels of realization. He got realization of all the rasas, the taste of his devotees, and even the taste of Palyadasi Bhava. Rai Ramananda also revealed to him Rupa Nuga Bhakti. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted the love of Srimati Radhika, and he also gave what no other incarnation or acharya gave previous to Mahaprabhu's coming one day earlier, the previous day of Brahma. That is, he gave this Paratantra love. In the Rai Ramananda Sambhad, Srila Gurudev explains there's no greater devotees, as he explained tonight, than the gopis. Of all the Vrijvasis, the gopis are the best, and of all the gopis, Srimati Radhika is the best. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now is tasting the love of Srimati Radhika. It isn't, again, that Krishna stole that mood. It isn't even that on his own Krishna wanted that mood, but rather she inspired him to want that mood, because she is his knowledge personified. Srila Gurudev gave an example that suppose Radha and Krishna are walking in the forest. Krishna is very thirsty, but he doesn't want to admit it. So Radharani, knowing his mood, says, "I'm so thirsty, why don't we stop for water?" And he says, "Oh, that's such a good idea." So she inspires in him all happiness and brings out his desires. So Mahaprabhu, now tasting the love of Srimati Radhika, he can give that in the form of his devotees like Srila Rupa Goswami and his followers. He gave what no other incarnation gave before. That is, tat-tat bhava ichchatmika. Not having any direct relationship with Krishna, but tasting all the moods of Srimati Radhika as she tastes it. Whatever's in Radharani's mind, that's tasted by the manjaris, and whatever is on her body, that's also tasted by the manjaris. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that. As you must have read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Radhika is like the creeper, and is like the creeper going around the tree of Sri Krishna, and her leaves and manjaris and flowers are her different kinds of sakis. So, alone, she does not want to enjoy her relationship with Krishna, but she wants that relationship to be nourished by her sakis. They're nourished by her sakis, and they're broadcast by her sakis. Sri Rai Ramananda told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that without the association, instructions, and guidance of her sakis, no one can get that pure bhakti and enter into the kunjas and become the maidservant of Srimati Radhika. which is the special gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. Now, what Srila Gurudev was explaining just now, how bhakti is in the heart of the bhakta, and that bhakti is the madhyama bhakta. But that pure bhakti is in the heart of the uttama bhakta when he comes in the role of the madhyama bhakta. The madhyama bhakta, who's actually a madhyama bhakta, he can help the devotees by giving some instructions, but he can't give pure bhakti because he doesn't have it. The kanistha adhikari can give sukritis, but he can't give pure bhakti. The uttama bhakta can give the seed of pure bhakti at the time of initiation, at bhakti lata beach, and by his words of instructions. Srila Gurudev was teaching Manashiksha to a few English devotees about 10 or 12 years ago. And I was sitting in the front row. There was only about 10 of us. And then Gurudev looked down and said to me, "This is diksha, not the anusthanika diksha of the swaha swaha, but the words of the pure devotee that impregnates into the heart so that the devotee can enter into," or our Srila Prabhupada gave us the seed of diksha, and Srila Gurudev is nourishing that seed and making it grow into creepers with so many leaves, and then the inside of the leaves is Raghunubha Bhakti. So only the pure devotee can actually impregnate anyone with the seed or nurture the seed of pure bhakti. Otherwise, the kanistha adhikari can give sukritis. And then he brings the followers to the pure devotee who's now in the role of a madhyama adhikari. Just like Narada, when he was in the role of Narada, the uttama adhikari, he saw Kamsa as already serving Krishna. There's no question of preaching. To preach to Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, he has to take the role of a madhyama adhikari. Therefore, Srila Gurudev, our Srila Prabhupada, and all pure devotees, they follow the principles. On one hand, they follow the principles of the madhyama adhikari. They avoid those who are envious. They, if somebody is coming to them very innocently, they say, "Oh, what's your name? Oh, you're so intelligent. Here, have a laddu. I think you're so qualified. You're qualified to take diksha." Gurudev explained it in this way. Giving mercy to the innocent, explaining shiksha to those who are a little higher, relating in an intimate way of sharing realizations with those who are equal, like Srila Gurudev did with our Srila Prabhupada and his Gurudev, although in the form of his Diksha Guru, when Srila Gurudev was telling him about Gopal Champu and how Jiva Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami is so rasic, then his Gurudev, because he's so intimate with Srila Gurudev, his Gurudev began weeping uncontrollably because he knew that he understood his mood. So with those who are equal, they share realizations, and with those who are higher, they give their life and their heart and their soul and their neck. Okay, go pray the Mandira.
Some question has come, so I want to clear this point that Uttamadhika has also three stages: Antardasa, Ardhavajyadasa, Vajyadasa. In Antardasa, I mean inner stage, in Samadhi, they do darshan of Radha Krishna. And in Ardhavajyadasa, they are not in Samadhi avastha, not in external condition. Sometimes they are talking, there is no link. And in external stage, they bestow their mercy and do Harinam Sankirtan. Just like I am giving example to clear this point, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has shown his Jaiva Dharma. When Babaji Maharaj was in internal stage, means Antardasa, then he is telling to see that, indicating that Mayavadi Sannyasi, who later became Vaishnava Das, he told for Raman Manjari, please stop this old monkey, otherwise you disturb the sleep of divine couple. At that time, he was in internal state. He is seeing his old pastime of divine couple. After that, he was weeping bitterly because that Leela is not manifesting her and he is coming in external state. He is weeping bitterly at that time. And when he is in Vairagya external state, then they are asking questions, he is replying all these questions. These three stages of Uttama Adhikari, when they come in external state, then we have to think he comes down in Madhyama Adhikari to bestow his mercy for us. Another question, Pujaniya Samrani told that Konishta Adhikari can give only Sukriti, Madhyama Adhikari can give only Shraddha, Uttama Adhikari can give only Bhakti. Madhyama Adhikari, she told, can give only Shraddha. Is this correct or not? I don't know. Yeah. What you told? Konishta Adhikari, Sukriti, Madhyama Adhikari, Shraddha, not Bhakti. Can be bhakti. So, day before yesterday, Gurudev Manskuli gives some an initiation. Now we'll announce your spiritual name. When Gurudev will announce their name, don't clap at that time because everybody could not listen their name. Prior to that, I want to announce Bharatiya Bhaktabhagini Janno Bolchi. Arati Pore Apnader Card Niyasben, Sripad Haridas Prabhu, Ebong Tomar Krishna Prabhu, Tare Apnader Bas Number Likhe Diben. Bharatiya Bhaktabhagini Ke Liye Keh Raha Hoon, O Log Aap Log Arati Ke Uparan Apne Bas Ka Card Le Aayye, उसमें श्रीपाद हरिदास प्रभु एवं श्रीपाद कमाल कृष्ण प्रभु पास नंबर लिख देंगे भारतीय पास के जन्म हमें कुछ ब्रह्मचारी का अनुरोध করছি তারা এসে গেটে উপস্থিত হবেন এবং কার্ড দেখে পাস এন্ট্রি করাবেন যাদের কার্ড নাই আমাদের জায়গা থাকলে আমরা ওদের নিব मैं कुछ ब्रह्मचारी अनुरोध कर रहा हूं आप लोग अपने नाम के अनुसार पास के गेट पे खड़ा हो जाए और टिकट के अनुसार उसमें एंट्रेंस दें जिसके पास टिकट नहीं है हमारे पास में जगह होने पर तब उनको लेंगे बस नंबर 1 हरिदास प्रभु एक नंबर बस में देखेंगे सैम बिहारी प्रभु दो नंबर बस तमाल कृष्ण प्रभु तीन नंबर बस मधुमंगल प्रभु चार नंबर बस मदन गौतम गोवर्धन पांच नंबर बस सुबल सखा प्रभु छह नंबर बस कुंज बिहारी प्रभु सात नंबर बस सत्य प्रभु आठ नंबर बस आबार बोले दिच्छी हरिदास प्रभु एक नंबर बस सैम बिहारी प्रभु दो नंबर बस तमाल कृष्ण प्रभु तीन नंबर बस मधुमंगल प्रभु चार नंबर बस मदन प्रभु पांच नंबर बस सुबल सखा प्रभु छह नंबर बस कुंज बिहारी प्रभु सात नंबर बस सत्य प्रभु आठ नंबर बस एक क्रम प्रतिदिन थाकबे नाउ विल अनाउंस योर नेम
Hare Krishna. We'll mention now the names of those devotees who received initiation the other day. Before announcing the names, two short announcements. One is still registration is required for those who have arrived or have not registered yet. Please register in the back of this mandir and get your cards, those who have just arrived. And after RT, there will be a possibility to deliver your passport tickets and other valuables for keeping safe during the parikram. You may be able to return that at the end of the parikram. Sri Prabhupada Maharaj will be on the inner courtyard of Gopinath Bhavan sitting there. And a short announcement about tomorrow. We go by bus again tomorrow. And after the discussion today, I think we all agree that there are many Madhyama Vaishnavas amongst us who can give bhakti, but no one can give bhakti like Sri Gurudev. So we are requesting all the Madhyama Vaishnavas, respected senior speakers, to guide us back to Gopinath Bhavan before 5 o'clock every day. So we are all surrendered from 5 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock in the afternoon to any speaker, but after 5 o'clock in the afternoon we want to hear from Srila Gurudev. Stand up from Kanova.
Madhukanta. Madhukanta Prabhu. Kijay.
David Joseph from Yaldi Yaldi Padova. Dhruvadas. Ajay Ahoja from London.
Ajay Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
Kamila Alenkar, the Olive from Brazil.
Chandrika Das.
Dasi.
Dasi ki jai.
Ratnabar Prabhu from West Bengal.
Ramana Das.
Abhi Sardar.
Balram Das ki jai.
Baba Devan Vaidya.
Balabhadra Das ki jai.
Tuktuki. Tuktuki Vaidya.
Tulsi Devi ki jai.
Anuradha Devi Dasi from Mexico.
Anuradha Dasi ki jai.
Vilasu Das Prabhu from Costa Rica.
Vilasu Das ki jai.
Gitanjali Devi Dasi.
Gitanjali Dasi ki jai.
Elisa Vendamali. Indira.
Indira Dasi ki jai.
Lina Amores, España.
Lilavati Devi ki jai.
Lydia Williams from Bath, England.
Lashika Devi ki jai.
Somya Kanta Kanti Dar from Bangalore.
Shyam Sundar Das ki jai.
Mrs. Pandya Bhai from
Vichitra Dasi ki jai.
Veera Haldar from Pargan.
Why not another? She is Vichitra Vichitri. You are correct. Vichitra Vichitri. Are you one? Another name. Subalakandu.
Makes him change. In my own heart, I always get so upset and argue.
Satyaraj Das ki jai.
Manju Paraman.
Manju Das.
Martina Master.
Madhvi Dasi ki jai.
Sarali Haldar.
Surali Devi ki jai.
Kalipada.
Kalidas Rakhi Jai.
Dut Kumar.
Damodar.
Stephanie Ijaz from France.
Savitri Devi Ki Jai.
Raman Bihari.
Raman Bihari Das Ki Jai.
Vivek Yedinga from
Vrindavan Jagmohan. Sundar Gopal, same name Sundar Gopal. V. Kumar, Vijay Krishna.
Bhakti Kevkov Sergeyev from Russia.
Prem Das.
Abhiram Das.
Same name Abhiram Das.
Haridas.
Haridas Das, same name Haridas.
Kamala Dasi.
Kamala Dasi, same name.
From Russia. Elmira Suryan from Armenia.
Sochi Devi Dasi.
Anuradha Devi Dasi from Alachua.
Same name Anuradha Devi Dasi.
From Brazil, sorry. Anuradha Devi Dasi from Brazil. Lucia Helena Maroti.
Hemrata Devi Dasi.
From Brazil. From Russia, all the devotees, name of Krur Das. It changed, when they have changed your name. Name is Krishna Karunya. That's it.
Hare Hare.